Really, if you could have sat down and wrote what you wanted in a God, you wouldn't have wrote down what we've got. You'd have come up short. He's much more than we would have ever asked for. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm saved tonight. All right. Let's look in our Bibles. I appreciate the good singing. I appreciate the good Spirit of God. I really thank the Lord for helping me in the prayer tonight. I really enjoyed praying this evening. And, I want to look in Leviticus chapter number 20. We're going to jump around for just a minute before I start again tonight. Say amen if you're in Leviticus chapter number 20. All right, I want you to read with me in verse number 20, in verse number 13. Chapter number 20, verse number 13. The Bible says this: if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed abomination. Now here's what I want you to get. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now this scripture, if you just take this verse for what it says, sodomites are to be put to death. Is that what that says?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's what it says. So, if we're going to obey the Lord, we ought to go out and kill all the sodomites. I mean, is that what the Bible says? That's what it says? But that's not what we're supposed to do. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. That's not what we're supposed to do. Why? Why is that? I want you to turn to Matthew chapter number 10. Here's a New Testament scripture. Let's see what it says. Now here's what it says in Matthew chapter 10 and verse number, let me see if I can find it, verse number 5. I want you to read this verse with me. The Bible says this: these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now here the Bible is teaching us this, that the disciples of Jesus were not to go to the Gentiles, but just to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Just to Israel. Now, let me ask you this. New Testament scripture, by the way. Does that mean that today we're not supposed to go to the Gentiles, but just the Jews? I'm asking you that question. I mean, I've got a proof text right there. Here's what it says. Let me read it to you again. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Here's what he's saying. Don't go to the Gentiles, but go to the Jews. Well, is that application for us today? I know 99% of y'all know where I'm headed with this, but I want to try to drive this truth home, maybe to some that don't know it, or some of these young folk. Here's what the Bible said: don't go to the Gentiles, go to the Jews. Is that what we're supposed to do? No, we're not supposed to do that today. But preacher, the Bible says it. Right there it is, in black and white. The Bible says it. Well, let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16. In Mark 16 and verse number 15, the Bible says this, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now see, it's changed. It's changed. The message was just go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now it's go into all the world, don't you see? But now, that's not what I really wanted to get out of the text, but let's read on. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." But notice what damns you. It doesn't say, "But he that is not